Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Klal Omar Abashol Kol She'ani V'chul. In our Mishnah we learned, not only does one refrain from doing Malach on Shabbos, but likewise from business activities, from weekday sorts of activities, and we don't discuss those things, nor do we prepare for them on Shabbos. For instance, going out to the edge of the tchum, the edge of the boundary, 2,000 amos of the city, and camping out there in anticipation of Moitzoi Shabbos' arrival, when we will be able to proceed to do our malacha. We can't do that. We can't prepare for malacha on Shabbos. So both things go together and are related. A malacha cannot be discussed and spoken about on Shabbos, nor can one prepare for that malacha on Shabbos by camping out, by being machshich at the edge of the tchum. So the Mishnah told us in the Reisha, for instance, hiring workers, that's not a Shabbos activity, that can't be discussed nor executed on Shabbos, nor can one prepare for that on Shabbos. You can't camp out at the edge of the tchum to go find workers mitzvah Shabbos. So you can't speak about it and can't prepare for it. The Mishnah proceeded with an example of something which can be prepared for on Shabbos. A person can be machshich al tchum, go camp out at the tchum too, simply go safeguard, go watch his fruit, which is not a problematic activity on Shabbos, so he can prepare for that on Shabbos, in anticipation of Motzei Shabbos, when he'll go and find his fruit and watch over them. So that's an example of something which can be prepared for on Shabbos. So we have a Reisha, which tells us things that we cannot discuss or prepare for on Shabbos. And then we have a Seifa, the next clause of the Mishnah, which gives us an example of something which one can go ahead and prepare for that on Shabbos. Now, Bashal concludes the Mishnah by offering a formula. Something which I can discuss, I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos, which is essentially a non-malacha or a non-business matter. Since I'm allowed to speak about it, I can go ahead and be machshich for it. I can go camp out at the edge of the tchum in anticipation of that activity. Says the Gemara, Iboilus, they asked, Abashol Ahai. What is Abashol referencing to? What's his point of reference? Abashol concludes the Mishnah by offering this formula. If I can speak, I can go prepare. Evidently, he's referring back to something that Tanakama said. Which one? Which phrase? Is it the opening phrase of the Mishnah, the Reisha, or is it the Sefer? Ilema Reisha Koi, is he referring to the Reisha, which says, Eimach Sheikhan al Tchum, one may not camp out at the edge of the Tchum, Liska Pa'alim, to be available on Matzei Shabbos to hire workers, Lavi Peres, to go pick some fruit, to bring back some fruit, which is a Malacha, picking the fruit off the tree. So he can't do that on Shabbos. Now, Abishol responds by saying, well, anything that I can speak about, I can go ahead and camp out in preparation for. Says the Gemara, it seems to be mismatched with the Tanakama's halacha. Tanakama is speaking about something you cannot do. It's in a negative context. And Abishol is responding with a positive formula, something which I can speak, I can go prepare for. Says the Gemara inside, on the top of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, Hai, Kol She'ani Zakei Bamirosei, something which I have the privilege and the ability to discuss. Rashi Ani Bechashichosei, I'm allowed to go ahead and camp out in preparation for that activity, because it's a non-problematic activity, it's not malacha, it's not business. That is the formula of Abishol. Why do you say it in this way? If he's referencing to the Tanakama, the Reisha, which tells us that hiring workers, picking fruit off a tree, is not something you can prepare for on Shabbos. Tanakama is stating it in a negative context, an Isser. So why does Abishol respond by saying, Kol Shani Zakam Rasi, Rashani Vichashichasai, which seems to be placing things in a positive context? He should have done it in the reverse. In order to capsulize, formulate the Aloha of Tanakama, he should have said, Kol She'eini Zakam Rasi, something which is a business activity or a malach activity, which I do not have the ability to discuss, Eini Rasha Bechashichasai Miboile. That's what he should have said. He should have referred back to Tanakama in this manner. You know what? Let me formulate it. Something which you can't discuss, I cannot prepare for. So the current version of Abishol seems to indicate that he's not referencing to the Reisha of the Tanakama. Ella Asefa Koi. Apparently he's working on the Seifa. The Seifa said, Aval Machshech Ulishmer, maybe Peres B'yodoi. That the Tanakama says, one can be Machshech can go camp out at the end of the Trum, Lishmar, to simply be prepared on Matzah Shabbos to go watch his fruit, which is not a malach activity, or maybe Peres B'yodai, and while he's at it, he can go get some fruit and bring him back with him. So Tanakhama gives us a heter. It's on a positive note. Since it's not a malacha, he's allowed to prepare for it. Now B'shal is referring to that, and he's giving us a formula. He's saying, well, something which I can discuss, I can prepare for. One second. Again, it seems to be mismatched. Sure, certainly, they're both speaking about positive context, but the order of Avishol seems to be reversed. If he's referencing Tanakhama, who's discussing Machshich, preparing by waiting out at the end of the Tchum, then Avishol should have responded in kind. Hi, Kol Shani Zaka B'Chashich Chosai, something which I'm entitled to go be Machshich for, Rasha Ani B'Mirosai, Miboyele. Avishol should have reversed his formula. If he's referencing that Tanakhama, who gives us an allowance for camping out, then Avishol should respond by saying, look, this is the bottom line, something which you can camp out for, that's what you just spoke about, something which is not a malacha and you're allowed to prepare for, you should know. That's related to discussion. If you can camp out for it, you can discuss it. Rather, Avishol begins by saying, you should know, something which can be discussed, can be prepared for. Who ever mentioned discussions? So the order seems to be reversed. Says the Gemara, so we have difficulty either way. If it's referring to the Reisha, where the Tanakhama gave us an Isser, regarding something which is a non-Shabbos activity, you cannot discuss, you cannot camp out for, Avishol seems to be totally out of line with that, because he's speaking about Heter. Tanakhama is speaking about Isser. If he's referring to the Seifa, where the Tanakhama gave us a Heter, discussed the ability to be Machshich, to camp out, for a non-malach activity, then Avishol should have responded in kind. Should have said, look, just like you could camp out, you can discuss. Instead, Avishol chose to say it in the reverse order. Avishol says, something which I can discuss, I can prepare for. Seems to be out of line. Says in Wallah Oilu Masefakoy. Truthfully, Avishol is referencing the Sefer where the Tanakhama says that if it's a non-malacha endeavor, you can be machsha for it. Why does Avishol begin by mentioning the discussion portion that you can't discuss? Avishol ahokai. He's referring to this halacha. The Amar Avidam Shmuel. Mutu la'adam lem l'chaveri. One may tell his friend, Shmuel li perisha b'tchumcha. Let's make a deal. You watch on my behalf my fruit, my produce that's sitting in your tchum, in your domain, in your area. Vani eshma l'cha. And I will guard for you on your behalf perisha b'tchumi. Your fruit, which is sitting in my tchum, in my boundary. So this is a clear-cut halacha agreed upon by all, because watching fruit is not a malacha. So we may discuss it on Shabbos. V'ka'amar Avishol Tanakhama. Now, Avishol turns to Tanakhama and he says, Milo imoidis. Do you not agree with me? Demutu adam loy mel chaver. A person certainly can go and tell his friend on Shabbos, Shmurli perisha b'tchumcha. Watch, on my behalf, the pears that are sitting in your tchum. In exchange, I will do likewise. Vani esh malacha, perisha b'tchumi. I will watch on your behalf your produce sitting in my tchum. That's okay, because it doesn't involve malacha. So you agree with that? There's no machlokes, because it's a non-malacha activity. It's not business. You're allowed to discuss it. So if you agree to that point, that something which is not a malacha activity, not a business activity, can be discussed. So Avishol has a question for the Tanakhama. Why do you simply say, well, regarding watching fruit, you can go be machshich, you can go camp out at the end of the tchum, and proceed to watch after Shabbos. Why don't you state that halacha in a more broad and general term, which will teach us more halachas? Ve'ema, why don't we say as follows? Kol shani zaka b'merosli, anything which is a non-problematic activity, on which a person may have a discussion about on Shabbos, rashaya nilachshich alav. Likewise, I can go ahead and camp out in preparation of that activity. So Avishol is turning to Tanakhama, he's saying, look, I know you simply mentioned the ability to be machshich, but you should have stated it more broadly and given the following formula. Something which is a non-malach, a non-business activity, can be discussed and likewise can be prepared for on Shabbos. And this way we're going to learn more halachas. We can apply it broadly and derive more from that formula. What is he coming to include? Lasuya mai. What's the point here? What's Abishol's point? What more will we learn by stating it in this manner? Lasui haltana rabbanan, to include the item mentioned in the following brayse, in machshich al tchum lavi behema, one cannot be machshich by the tchum to be available once the Shabbos to bring his behema. But if the behema is standing outside the tchum and he has the ability to retrieve it by simply calling it, he can do that. Kairalai can call out to a viba'a and have her come. Although behema, a Jewish animal, is not meant to do malach on Shabbos, we learned this earlier that regarding tchumen, there's no concern. That's not considered to be work, labor. That's not really malacha. And even a Jewish-owned animal can do that on Shabbos. So you can call it and have it come back from outside the tchum into the tchum. Continues the brayse. Klal Omar Abashol. Abashol set down a general klal, general rule. Kol shani zaka b'mirasay. Any topic in which I have the ability to speak about, to discuss on Shabbos, rashoy ani lachshach olav, I have the ability to go ahead and be machshir, camp out on at the end of the tchum in anticipation of doing that activity. What is he coming to include? One can be machshir in order to pursue the efforts to provide for the kala of aliske ha-meis and for the needs of the meis. For instance, lahavi le'orim ha-tachrichim, to bring for him the coffin, the tachrichim, the shrouds, ve'oimerloi. And they can tell this this messenger on Shabbos, Lech lama complaini, go to this place, if you won't find this place, havi ma complaini, so giving him instructions. After Shabbos, go to this place, if you don't find it there, go bring it from the other place. Well, if you can't buy it with 100, havi b'masayim, then buy more expensive for 200. So giving him instructions on Shabbos, even though it involves purchasing, etc., that's okay because it's a mitzvah. We learned yesterday that Chefetz Shomayim, heavenly spiritual matters, can be discussed on Shabbos despite the fact that they entail malacha. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Aimer, uvavad shalei yazkir lo schum mekach, provided it doesn't mention the amount, the price, that is something which you shouldn't discuss on Shabbos regardless. So the point of the Gemara here is that Abishol is coming to include something in addition to what we have in our Mishnah. He's coming to say, well, even something which entails malacha, but if it's spiritual matters, if it's chavtei shemayim, if it's endeavoring for the chas and kala, for the meis, then that's something which can even be discussed on Shabbos, despite the fact that it entails malacha. And that was the point of Abishol. Add something. Set down a formula. Anything which can be discussed can be machshech alav. You can prepare for it on Shabbos as well. He's coming to include the iske kala, the iske ameis, despite the fact that they involve malacha, just as you can discuss them, you can actually prepare for them on Shabbos as well. Continues the Mishnah, and Rashi points out indeed that this coming Mishnah reflects Abishol's opinion. Machshichin al tchum, one can be machshich at the end of a tchum lafakech al eske kala, to anticipate his efforts for the kala, to bring stuff for the kala, al eske ameis, to provide the needs of the meis. Lahavei le'orim tachrichim. So despite the fact that these things cannot be done on Shabbos, you can't go transport these things from afar, but since they involve mitzvah, one may be machshech al tchum. He can wait out at the edge of the boundary there, so that Matzah Shabbos will be free and available to go procure these items which are for a mitzvah purpose. Continues the Mishnah. Nachu shehevi chalilin b'Shabbos. What if a Gentile delivered chalilin, these flutes which they would use for the mourning, for the funeral, she brought it on Shabbos, and Rashi points out, Bishvil Yisrael. So he brought it for the sake of a Yisrael. Lo Yispa ben Yisrael. The Yisrael cannot eulogize with them. Rashi says, Lo Olam, forever. It's a knas, a penalty, since it's obvious that the guy brought it for him. So keep away, don't get involved, don't have any benefit from the malacha which was done on Shabbos for the sake of the Yisrael. Elaim came bo mimakam karev, unless they arrived from a close area. We know they came from within the tchum, in which case there's no major benefit being derived from its being transported on Shabbos. There was no transgression of the tchum iser. It wasn't taken from chutz l'tchum. Therefore, there's no concern here, and the Yisrael may use it. Also, loy orain v'charef loy kever. Let's say they made for him an arin, a coffin, they dug a caver. Rashi points out they did it for a guy or for commercial purposes, they didn't have the Yisrael in mind, then there's no problem. Be covered by Yisrael, then they could be kaver Yisrael in this kaver. But if it was done for the sake of Yisrael, like covered by Elamis, then it cannot be used permanently. So the Mishnah began that if the Nachri brought those Chalilin, you can't use them if you know that they were brought for the Yisrael, unless they came in Makam Karev from within the Tchum, and since it wasn't brought from outside the Tchum, then it's not really considered that the Yisrael was Nana from a Malacha, and he can use it. Now interesting that Tosis points out, so let's say they came from within the Tchum, but they were transported through Shisarabim, which in itself is a Malacha. So Tosis says, it's not really considered a significant benefit. The fact that the guy transported through the street from close proximity is not really considered a true benefit for the Yisrael, and therefore there's no knas in that regard. It's only if you brought it from far away, from a chutz l'tchum, then we really feel that benefit, the hanoah is visible and tangible, and therefore we don't allow him to use it on account of the malacha that was performed for him. So the Mishnah says you can't use it unless it came mimokim karev. Says the Gemara, my mimokim karev. What is the exact definition of mimokim karev? It came from a close place. Rava amar mimokim karev. Mamish. It means mamish literally. You need to know with certainty that this flute was brought from within the tchum. Rashi says you saw it in the home of the guy. You know, that's where it originated from. It didn't come from outside the tchum. There needs to be a vada yediyah, a certain knowledge regarding the fact that it came from a closed place. Ushmol amar chashinan. Shem achutz l'chay v'lanu. Shmuel holds, it is enough that we are merely choshish. We can merely presume. We could say, listen, maybe it came from right outside the chum or outside the walls of the city, in which case it was within the tchum, within the boundaries. We don't need to suspect that it was transported from far away. So according to Rav, it's asr unless you verify that it was mimakim karev. Whereas according to Shmuel, the working presumption here is that it's mutter unless we know otherwise. Says the Gemara, Deikam asnisen kavasei de Shmuel. The wording of our Mishnah seems to imply like Shmuel Shita that even a suffik would be mutter. Diktani. If he made for him a orin, dog a kever, you cover by Yisrael. The Yisrael can be buried in the orin in this kever. Alma misfeka shari. Apparently, even when there's a suffix, it's allowed. We don't know for certain that he did it for a guy, perhaps. He had the Yisrael in mind. We're not sure. Nevertheless, it's mutter because an uncertainty is grounds for heter. Hachanami here as well, when it comes to the Chalilin, which were transported, which were uncertain as to the origin of their these Chalilin. Here as well, Hachanami, Misfeke Shari, it would be Mutar Misafik. Continues the Gemara, V'tani Kavaseh Rav, and actually there's a Girsa, Hagoy Sagro, which says Kavaseh de Shmuel, and Rashi also seems to be working with this Girsa, so let's just read it the way they say it. V'tani Kavaseh de Shmuel, we have another Raya from a Braisa, to concur with Shmuel that when we have a suffix of what the guy's intention was, we say it's mutter. What does the Braisa say? Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim darimba. If we have a city in which there are Yisrael and Nochrim residing in it, v'hoisuba merchatz, and there was this bathhouse, hamarchatz is b'Shabbos, which was functioning, which was heated up on Shabbos. So the halacha is as follows. Im roiv Nochrim, if most of the customers of this bathhouse were Gentiles, Le'erev, so on Matzah Shabbos, Reichetz Bamiyad. The Yisrael can go and derive Hanah from the hot water immediately after Shabbos because since most of the people there are Goyim, then we consider the heating of the Merchatz as though it has been done for the Goyim because they're the majority. So they set the tone here. And there's no need to delay, to wait. He can use the Merchatz immediately after Shabbos. Imrav Yisrael, however, if most of the customers were Yisrael, in which case we consider the heating of the merchatz as though it has been done for the Yisrael's sake, yamtin ad kadei sheyechem uchamin. Then he can't use it immediately after Shabbos. He can't derive hanah from the melacha that the guy did for the Yisrael. He has to wait ad kadei sheyechem uchamin until there's enough time for them to cook up, heat up the water. So you need to wait for that time to elapse to theoretically allow for recooking this water. This way, the Yisrael is not really having any benefit from the Shabbos Malacha. What if it's half and half? Mechza, mechza. Half Jewish customers, half non-Jewish. Then he needs to wait. He needs to wait. As Rashi says, since it's half and half, we can't say it's been done for the goyim. It's been done for the yidden also. So it's half and half, and that's basically equalizes the equation, and it is as though it was done for the Yisrael as well, and they cannot use it until they wait the prescribed time, Matzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Babatik Tana, if it's a small sized tub, then we have a special allowance. Im yesh bo reshus, if there is a person there in the city who has a person of authority, a distinguished person, Reichetz b'mayad, then the Yisrael can use this small bathtub immediately after Shabbos. Why? Says the Gemara, why? My reshus, what type of reshus? What are we speaking about, this authority? So the Gemara describes it as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Breid Rav Yehuda, im yesh bo adam chashev, if there's this prominent person, this ruler, sheyesh la asara avadim, who owns these 10 slaves, shemachamim en loy yud kumkumin bas achas, who have the ability to heat up for him 10 of these kettles simultaneously, in which case we can make perhaps a presumption that the reason why the small bathtub is heated up is because he came with all his slaves and he cooked it up right away. If so, he can go ahead and use this small ambati immediately, because we can just make this suggestion that perhaps it was done by this fellow through his servants right away on Matzoy Shabbos. Therefore, there's no need for the Yisrael to wait, because misafik, when we have a situation of uncertainty, we allow. So even though it's perhaps a far-fetched suggestion here, nevertheless, it's still considered a suffik. And since there's an element of uncertainty here, we say it's mutter, and we presume that the water was not heated for the yid, rather it was done by the servants for this important goy. So we have a Raya Tishmo, who holds that we have a situation of uncertainty. If it's a suffik, or whether or not the goy cooked it up for the yid, it's allowed. So we have a Raya from our Mishnah, and a Raya from this price. Continues the Gemara, also loy orain v'chafa loy kever. So the Mishnah concluded that if they fashion the orain, a coffin, or a kever, the Yisrael may use it. Says the Gemara, am I? Why? So it seems that the Gemara is asking, according to Rav, when we have an uncertainty, we cannot proceed. So why can he use the orain and the kever? Hachinami, yamtu b'le shiyasu. So here as well, hachinami, why don't we require him to wait that period of time which allows building the arayin, digging the kever? Perhaps the intent of the guy was for the sake of the Yisrael, and this way the Yisrael can't use this Matzah Shabbos until he waits that prescribed time. Omar Ula, it's not a suffix at all. But Oymed Basratya, speaking about that this kever was situated in this public area. Sratya generally means like a highway, which is not really an appropriate place for a yid to bury his mace. So apparently, this was made for a guy. There's no question as to the intent of the gravedigger. Says Martenach Kever, that explains the Kever. Oroin Ma'ikala Memer, what about the coffin which was crafted? Perhaps he had the Yisrael in mind. Amra Bavo B'mutal Al-Kivroi was speaking that the Oroin was situated next to that Kever which was out in the open, in which case it's pretty obvious that just as the Kever was for the guy, the Oroin was also fashioned for the guy. So in summary, we learned that something which a person is not meant to discuss on Shabbos, for instance, a malacha, business activities, ein zaka b'merosei. Also, he cannot prepare for that. Ein zaka b'chashichosei. He can't camp out at the edge of the tchum in preparation of this activity. What are two examples? Liskar po'alim, to hire workers. Lavi peiris, to go pick some fruit. What about something which we can discuss on Shabbos? Something which is zaka b'merosei. Likewise, he can go ahead and camp out in anticipation of that activity. What are examples of that? The Tanakhama gave us an example of going to watch his fruit. Abishol came to add, even doing in preparation of malachis. But since they are in preparation of mitzvah malachis, the efforts for the needs of the kala or the mace, then one can speak about it and camp out anticipation of that activity. We discuss a melacha which a goy specifically did for a yid. The yid cannot partake, cannot have enough from that melacha. What if there's a safek? Rav says it's aser, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Continues the Mishnah. Oisin kol tzorchei ha-meis. One may perform all the needs for the meis on Shabbos, although the meis himself is mukta, but one can go ahead and provide for his needs. For example, sachin umadichin oisoi. Sachin means they would anoint, they would smear some oil umadichin and rinse him. Vavash layaz by eva, provided that he doesn't move any eva, any limb of the meis which is mukta. Shemten esakami tachtov. They can go and pull out the pillow from underneath him, umatil oisa alachol. So he goes and he lands on the sand, bishvil shayamtin, so he cools off, and this will avoid spoilage. Koishun es alechi. So if they see the mouth opening, they can tie the jawbone to keep the mouth intact. Lo shayala. Not if the purpose is to have the lechi, the jawbone, rise up and close the mouth, because the mace is mukta. El shalo yosef. Only if the point is simply that it shouldn't open any further, just to keep it in place. V'chein koresh nishbara. Likewise, a beam which broke on Shabbos or Yom Tov, soim chenoisa besafsol, they can support it using a bench, or baruchas amita, or using the supports of the part of the bed frame. Loishetala. Again, the point is not to have to reinstate the beam. Rashi says that would be considered baina. Ela shaloi toisif, but strictly that it doesn't deteriorate, doesn't fall down any further. Continues the Gemara. We said we can go ahead and rinse the mace, smear with oil, despite the fact that he's mukta. Va'amar Ravida Mashmol. Masa, there was a story by Talmidei Shor Rav Meir. Shenichnas achrov le'beis hamerchatz. So the student of Rav Meir followed him to the beis hamerchatz. Bikesh ladich karka. So the Talmud wanted to rinse the floor, presumably to keep down the dust. Amar le'im adichin. We cannot rinse. Losach karka. He wanted to smear some of the perhaps fragrant oil on the floor. Amalei Shramei responded, Ein sachen. We cannot smear. Like Mar here is assuming that was the reason why he didn't allow him to do this, because the floor is mukta. So since you can't actually touch it, you can't move it, likewise you can't treat it, you can't smear it, you can't wash it. Same thing regarding a mace. Since the mace is mukta, the Gemara is assuming, just as you can't move him around, you can't provide for him, you can't smear him, you can't rinse him. So how does the Mishnah allow it? Says the Gemara, no. It's a totally different context there. The reason why Ramey didn't allow him to rinse or smear oil on that floor was for a different concern altogether. Ashvuye gumois. When there's many times, there's a concern about perhaps a person being tempted to smooth out the imperfections, the pits on this floor, which involves a malach of baina, so you can't rinse, you can't smear that floor. Now, despite the fact that we're speaking about it, it's based on merchatz, which had a stone floor, in which case there's no concern of smoothing it out. Nevertheless, the Gemara says he didn't allow. Karka bir karka michlefa. One type of floor with another type of floor, a stone floor with an earthen floor, michlefa. They can get confused with each other. If you allow them this, perhaps they'll do it even when it comes to a sand floor and smooth out those pits. Therefore, a mayor issued this broad decree. He says you can't treat any type of floor. As opposed to our Mishnah, mace b'karka le'michlef. One doesn't mix up, confuse a mace with karka, and therefore there's no concern with rinsing this mace. Continues the Gemara, kol lasuye mai. Mishnah began by saying, oisin kol tzorchei ha-mace. All the different needs of the mace may be provided for. Now, what was lacking in the list of the Mishnah? That the word koil was meant to include. Kol asuya mai. Lasuya to include. Ha'atan rabbanon. Mevin klei mekar. They can bring these cooling utensils, as she says. For instance, glass. Klei matris, metal utensils. To cool them off. Umanichan al kresoi. And they place it on the stomach. Kadei shaloi. To fuach, that it won't bloat. And they close up his openings, so that the air, the wind doesn't get through there and cause his stomach to bloat. And likewise, Shlomo HaMelech expressed in his immense wisdom So he tells us to take advantage of our abilities, our resources, and make the most out of them. Until before the time will come, he says, "Achala yirasek chevel hakesef." Do it before it's too late. We won't have that ability any longer. Achala yirasek chevel hakesef, until the chevel hakesef is zechut hashedra. So it's a silver rope. Achala yirasek, until before the chevel hakesef will be yirasek, will get snapped. So go ahead and use your resources before this happens. Before the Chevel HaKesef snaps, Echot HaShedra, this is the spinal cord, B'toretz Gulas HaZov, and the Gulas HaZov, here is referring to the male organ, will burst, Ze'ama. Why is it called Gulas HaZov? So Rashi says Gulas is the Aver of the Zachar, Shehu Mayan Shel Toilada, because it's like a spring, which is a source of production. So he's describing deterioration of a person's body and death. V'tishaver kad al mabua, and the kad will break on the mabua. What is that? Zeh hakeres. So the kad here is referring to a person's stomach, which will break apart on the kad al mabua, is describing the stomach. V'noritz hagalgal al abur, and the galgal will break apart elabur. What is this referring to? Is that perish, a person's waste. That the stomach, which contains the galgal, the waste of the person, so the waste will be cast upon the bur. Rashi says the bur is a person's mouth. V'chein u'aymer, v'zireisi feresh al pneichem perish chageichem. So what does this mean? So Marsha points out that the pasuk here makes reference to the word perish twice. So the point here is, that perish means to separate. A person disregards spiritual matters, Torah study, and as a result, he increases the waste in his body, gets involved in indulging in food and drink. Amar av huna va'amrila, some say Amar av chaga. This is describing a certain type of person. Elu b'nei adam shamanichan de Torah, they forsake, abandon learning Torah and involving himself in spirituality and experiencing the true spiritual ecstasy and pleasure, and instead they substitute with a cheap substitute. And they conduct all their days in celebration as though they're holidays. So that's what the pasuk is describing, that the waste of all that food and drink will be cast upon a person's mouth at the time of death. 3 days after death, a person's stomach breaks open, a fellas lay upon him and falls on his face, as though to tell him, toil mashin nosatavi, take what you have given to me. Continues the Mishnah, one may not close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, as we discussed earlier, because the mace is muktzah. Likewise, even during weekdays, one cannot do that imitzias nefesh, when the person is actually passing away, because person at that point is in a precarious state, and even a small movement can cause him to die prematurely, expedite his death, as the mission concludes. V'amatzim imitzias hanefesh. If one who does that during itzias hanefesh, harezes shevichdomim, as though he's spilling blood, tana rabbanu learned in the brayse. Hamatzmayim itzias hanefesh. A person closes the eyes of the mace while he's about to die, as a shevichdomim, he is spilling blood. Why? Mashal lener. It is analogous to a flame, shekava v'alechas, which is about to get extinguished. In this case, it's in a very precarious state. Adam maniach etzboi aleh, as soon as a person puts his finger on it, miad kafs, immediately gets extinguished. Likewise, a person at that point is tittering, and you're not meant to interfere whatsoever. Tanya, Rishim Gamliel Omer, haroitze, she's atzmu inev shalmeis. What is a good method to get the eyes of a mace closed? Apparently he's not speaking about on Shabbos. How is he meant to do it? Noifech lo yayim b'choytmoy. Blow some wine into his nostrils. V'noisin shemen b'em rise enav. And places some oil between his eyelashes. V'oicheiz b'shnei goydli raglav. And he holds on, grabs onto the two large toes. V'em is atzmen me'alein. And this causes that his eyes will just shut on their own. Tanya v'pshim gamalei leim. Something fascinating. If we have a one-day-old baby, mechal novas Shabbos. So if he's in sakana, we can be mechal override Shabbos to save him. even though he's just one day old. David Melech Yisrael Meis, in contrast to David HaMelech, who have passed away, Ein Mechal Novas HaShabbos, we cannot override Shabbos in order to provide for his needs. Explains the Gemara. Tinok ben Yoimai Chai Mechal Novas HaShabbos, a one-day-old child justifies Chil Shabbos. Why? Omra Torah announced, Chaleil Olav Shabbos Echad, go desecrate one Shabbos on his behalf. Why? It's an investment. Kedei Sheishma Shabbos Harve, to enable him to go follow through with keeping, observing many Shabbos as a result of you being mechal that one Shabbos. So it's a good investment. It's as though Shabbos is really benefiting itself. We look at all Shabbos as one entity. So you can mechal now to preserve later. In contrast to David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael Meis, Ein mechal Novas HaShabbos. Why? Kivin Shemeis, once a person passes away, Kivin Shemeis Adam, batal man mitzvahs. He's become batal. He ceased to observe mitzvahs. And this formula of giving up one Shabbos to preserve the others won't apply. V'hainu dom Rav Yochanan v'meisim chavshi. Kivin Shemeis Adam. We learn from this pasuk, meisim chavshi. Once a person dies, nasa chavshi man mitzvahs. He's become free of all mitzvahs and all obligations. V'talya. Another contrast between a baby and a giant. Tinoik ben yoimechai, a one-day-old infant, ain't tzarech l'shomim and achulda and achbarim. There's no need to guard him, to protect him from being attacked from a chulda, a rat, an achbarim, from mice. Because there's a natural fear that a living person casts on all these living creatures, notwithstanding his small size and young age. Aval Oig Melech HaBashan, in contrast to Oig, this giant, the Melech HaBashan mace, once he's dead, Tzorech L'Shemrei, Menachudu Menachbarim, one needs to safeguard him from being attacked by the Chudu and the Achbarim, Shenemar, Umoirachem V'chitchem Yeh. Hashem promises that your fear will be cast upon all the creatures. We learn from here, the Torah repeats it, the Mashal points out, the Torah repeats Umoirachem V'chitchem, which have both a very similar meaning, the fear. So what's the point of that double lashon coming to teach us? This only applies during one's lifetime. So v'chitchem here is used in a context of living. Kol zman she'adam chai, while a person is alive, a masim mutelas al bris, his ema, the fear, is cast from him on all the bris. The animals have fear. Kivin shemeis, but once he dies, batla a masai, his ema ceases to be effective, becomes nullified. Oh, my papa, Naktina, we have a tradition. Arye, a lion, abetrei loinafel, won't attack, won't kill two people. So Rashi says, won't fall, meaning to kill them, lahargam. Says the Gemara. And why? Explains Rashi, because the pasuk that we just mentioned, morachem v'chitchem, your fear will be cast upon the creatures, uses a plural term, morachem. Therefore, we have this conclusion that the lion cannot attack and kill two people together. Says the Gemara, Hokachazina denafel. We find that even a lion will attack even when two people are standing together. Says the Gemara, Ahu kederam bar Abba. Apparently, there's a reason for that. As Rami bar Abba said, when a person does an avera, he casts from himself this power, this ability to go ahead and affect fear on animals. The Amar Rami bar Abba, Ein chayu sheletes ba'adam. A wild animal, doesn't have the ability to rule over a person, unless this person appears to the animal like a behemoth. So he does avirus, and now he removes that tzelem alekim, that neshama power within him. He covers it up with his animal tendencies. So he comes across, he portrays himself as with an animal profile, like a behemoth. In which case, the chayis no longer have fear for him. Shenemar Odom Bikar Bal Yolin Nimshal. When is he controlled and ruled upon by the animals? Kabahemis Nidmu. If they are Nidmu, if they appear, if they portray an animalistic profile. So again, Rav Papa tells us that if two people are standing together, they have nothing to fear from the lion, except, as the Gemara concluded, one does not vera, in which case he changes his profile. Om Rab Chanina also lishem by sechidi. One may not sleep in a room by himself, v'chol ha'yoshem b'ayis echidi, if he does that, achzoseh lilis, lilis is a certain type of shade, the demon can get a hold of him. V'tanya shumala zo'imer, aseh, a person should take care and do tzedakah, give charity, achat emoitzeh, as long as you can find somebody to give, as long as you find a poor person, go ahead and seize the opportunity and give tzedakah. Umatzi lecha, as long as there's some money found in your possession, you have the ability to give. It's still within you, it's still in your rishus, in your possession, meaning, as long as you're still alive, go ahead and seize that opportunity. Likewise, Shlomo HaMelech expressed in his words of wisdom in Keheles, remember your Creator, in the days of your youth. Remember, prior to the arrival of those bad days, what are those? The days of old age. So go ahead, seize your youthful energy and produce Torah mitzvahs. Don't wait until those days of zikna will come along. V'igiu shanim, and years will come. Asher toimar ein li b'em chefetz. You will describe them as years, as times in which there's no desire. What does that mean? Eilu yimei Mashiach. It's referring to the days of Mashiach. She'ein b'em lo yischus lechayva. There's no opportunity to do tzedakah. There's no schus, meaning you can't give tzedakah, nor chayva. There won't be the opportunity to withhold tzedakah. Why? Because there won't be any more poor people. So go ahead and make sure to give your tzedakah nowadays, when there are still aniyim prevalent. Says the Gemara, Pliga d'Shmo. Now this assertion that in the Yimei HaMashiach there will not be any poor people around, this actually disagrees with Shmuel, who says there won't be that measure of a change between nowadays and Yimei HaMashiach. Domer Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh. The only difference between nowadays and the days of Mashiach will be Elo Shibud Malchus Belvad. Only the fact that we're not going to be subservient to the rule of the Goyim. We'll be free and in our own, we'll control our lives. We're able to pursue our interests, our Ruchnis interests. We won't have the Goyim harassing us. That's going to be the only difference. Shanem Ma'akal Yechtel Evim Kever Arts. But poor people will still exist. Kalayechtel Evyon. Evyon is describing a poor person. Will not cease to exist. Mikarev Arts. So he holds that the laws of nature pretty much be the same. And the only difference will be more of a spiritual enhancement, that we won't be meshuba to the Goyim. But otherwise, the Aniyim will still be there, and therefore Tzedakah will still be applicable then. Tanya Rav Leza Kapoim. A person should always seek to daven to Hashem for rachmanis, to spare him from this mida. What are we speaking about? Aniyas, poverty. Because if he doesn't arrive at the state of aniyas and become poor, his son will arrive at that point. If his son won't be poor, then his grandson will. It's inevitable. Somebody along the line will have to experience poverty. Therefore, it's so important to daven to Hashem to spare oneself from poverty, and he can daven for his children and grandchildren as well. Tefillah could do anything. Where do we see that anius, poverty, is something which is prevalent and unavoidable? Shenemar ki beglal hadavar hazeh tanat ve'rishmo. Why does the Torah refer to poverty with the term beglal galgalu? So beglal here is used as galgal, it's a wheel. Galgal shechoyzu bo'olam. It's a wheel which makes its rounds throughout the world. Everybody experiences it somewhere along the line. Amar Rav Yosef, naktinon, we have a tradition, haitzum rabbanon, that a talmud chacham loy mi'ani, will not experience poverty. Says, well, what do you mean? V'ok hachazina de mi'ani. We see very clearly that talmud chacham are poor. Says, well, im isa de mi'ani. If that is so, that he will be poor, nevertheless, he'll be spared. Ahaduria pischa loy mahader. He won't need to resort to making the rounds around the houses to collect. He'll be spared that burden, that shame. As Mashal points out, others will support him. Amar Rav Chiya advisu. Chiya instructed his wife. Ki asa anya. when a poor person arrives, akdimi leirifta, quickly, offer him some bread, ki eichi delekadmu levanaych, so that others will do the same to your sons when they are in need. Omar lei, so she responded to him, melet kalaitis lo, you're cursing our children? Why are you saying this? Omar lo, krokaksiv, there's a pasuk that says, it's an unavoidable, it's inevitable, ki beglal davar zeh, v'ton de bishmol, galgul shechoyz ba'olam, it's like a wheel that rolls around the world, inevitably, it's going to end up somewhere in our descendants, and therefore, we should be extra careful and meticulous with tzedakah, so that our children should receive the same treatment. Tanya, Rav Gamliel bar Rebbe Yoimer, v'nosn lecha rachmim, v'richamcha, v'irbecha. So Hashem will give you the opportunity to do rachmanis, and Hashem will also have rachmanis on you, and increase you. Kol ha'marachim al abriyos, we learn from here, that if a person's merachim, exudes mercy on others, merachim al v'ashamayim, from heaven, they have rachmanis on him. V'chol she'enim rachim al bris, a person does not have rachmanis on others, eim rachman al mashamayim, likewise from heaven, they do not have rachmanis on him. So that's the pasuk, v'nos l'cho rachmim. So Hashem will give you the opportunity to have rachmanis on others, and indeed if you follow through, v'ri chamcha Hashem will treat you in kind with rachmanis. Getting back to Shlomo HaMelech, who encourages us to utilize every moment of our lives to do proper activities, Torah mitzvahs. Don't wait until a person's body deteriorates, until our capacity decreases, until a person dies and loses the opportunity. So the pasuk continues, Ad ashaloi techshach ha-shemesh va-oyer. Do it before the sun and the light darkens. And the pasuk continues, Vayareach and the moon, kechavim and the stars, v'shavu av machageshem, and the clouds will follow the rain. So the Gemara analyzes pasuk. Ad ashaloi techshach ha-shemech va'or. It's referring to a person's body deteriorating. Zu padachas va'choitim. Padachas is a person's forehead, which exudes brightness and light. Va'choitim, person's nose, which is the main feature in a person's profile. So these things, and they start creasing, and they lose their shine and their sheen. So that's the pshat, that the light of the sun, Hashemesh va'or, will darken. Vayoreach, what is this referring to? The moon, zuneshama, person's neshama, which is equated with light. Rashi says, Nero lekim nishmas adam, it's equated to a candle. So prior to the neshama leaving the body, make sure to make the most of it. Vakechavim, the stars, it's referring to elu halisatois, person's cheekbones. Veshavu avim achar geshem, that the clouds will follow the will get scattered after the rainstorms. Umarish enav shel adam, it's referring to the eyesight of a person, shehoylech achar bechi, which deteriorates due to crying during old age as a result of difficulties that a person experiences. So a person should take advantage of his youthful exuberance and his energy and his functioning body, whatever capacity is in, take full advantage of it prior to the body beginning to deteriorate, and a person will begin losing his ability. Omar Shmuel, Hai Dimasa. This tear, Adar Boim Shnin Hadra, the tears of a person, until 40 years, the body has the ability to replenish his tears. Mekan Ve'elech Lehadra, but after 40, it doesn't anymore replenish it. Var Abnachmanai Kuchla. So this salve, this type of paste, which they used to insert into a person's eye to enhance his functioning of his eye, his eyesight. So until 40 years is effective, Adar Binsh Arbonishnin Marvach, it enhances, it benefits a person's eyesight. Mekam Ve'elech, when it's applied after age 40, Afilu Malya Kavisna De Gerdoi, even if you use this tool, Rashi says it's Kovit Shel Gardim, this type of tool used by weavers, even if you fill this dabbit with this big dabber, and you put the salve into your eye using this thing, Ukmi Maikim, the most it will do is it will maintain the condition of the eye, but Arvuchi Le'marach doesn't have the ability to enhance it any further. It says in Ramaika Mashmon, why did Rav Nachman choose to use this example of this large dabber? He was teaching us actually a lesson. The Kama de Olam Mekuchla, the bigger, the wider, the thicker the dabber is when applying this self, Tfei Ma'ali, the better it is. That's why he used this example. And he was saying, after 40, despite the fact that he's using this huge dabber, it won't be so effective. Continues the Gemara with the story of Chanina, Shchivili Barti. So his daughter passed away. He wasn't crying. Amar Leitvisu. So his wife responded in astonishment. Tarnagota Afikas Me Besach. You've gotten rid of a chicken from your home. Why aren't you taking it emotionally? Amar La. So he responded to her. Sure, I'm sad. But crying? That's going to hurt me, my health. Amar La Tarti. Do you want me to undergo two misfortunes? Tichla. Tichla means losing this child. Ve'ivra. And also to blind myself through crying. Savar La. Rav Chanina concurred with the saying of Rav Yechanan. Ki hoda Rav Yechanan, as Rav Yechanan told us, Mishum Rav Yisrael ben Ksat. Sheish dima saying, there are six different types of tears that can be produced by a person. Shalosh yafos, shalosh rois. The two categories. Three of the six are actually beneficial, and three are detrimental. Shal oshon, tears which are expressed when a person is faced with smoke. Shal bechi, expressed through crying, when a person undergoes a painful situation, a tragedy, or when a person produces when he has a difficult time relieving himself in the bathroom, these are rois. These are detrimental to a person's health. Shall some tears which are produced through taking a medicine, shall schreik, through laughter, shall pears, which are produced as a result of produce, Rashi says, for instance, through the reyach of chardal, the scent of mustard, or perhaps also onion smell. Some people will tear when they smell onions. So these are in the good category of tears. Yafais. These are actually beneficial to the person. So that's what Rav Chanina was saying. I lost my child. Why should I go now and cry in addition to that and harm my health? Therefore, he controlled himself and refrained from expressing himself in tears. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with our discussion of the formula which equates discussion on Shabbos with preparation on Shabbos. And we went as follows. A topic which a person is not meant to discuss on Shabbos, for instance, malacha, for instance, business activities, ain't zakai b'merosai. Likewise, ain't zakai b'chashichosai. A person can't prepare for it. Can't go camping out at the edge of the tchum in anticipation of Moitzei Shabbos, where he will pursue that malacha activity. Two examples of these activities are to hire workers, or to go pick some fruit. However, something which a person may discuss, zaka b'merosai, a person can go ahead and prepare for it. For instance, if he's anticipating lishmei peyroisav, to go safeguard his fruit, which is not a malach activity. Abashol added, when it concerns a mitzvah, for instance, endeavoring for the kala or the mace, despite the fact that it involves a malacha, since it is chefzei shemaim, spiritual matters, a person can discuss it and prepare for it. We learned that a malacha, which a Nachri did for the sake of Yisrael, the Yisrael cannot benefit from that Hana. If there's an uncertainty, according to Rav, it's Asr, according to Shmuel, it's Mutter. We proceeded with the Mishnah, which told us that a person can provide all the needs of a mace on Shabbos, provided it doesn't actually move the mace, who's Mukta. We learned the person cannot close the eyes of a mace when he's at the final moments of his life, because that it can expedite his death. We learned the contrast between a one-day-old infant, where Chil Shabbos is justified in order to safeguard his life, as opposed to David HaMelech, when he's already mace, which does not justify Chil Shabbos. We learned that a tinik ben yoymai doesn't require any shmira from the mice and the rats, as opposed to a mace. Notwithstanding his large size, Oig Melech HaBashan, shmira is required, because only in a person's lifetime does he cast that fear, Umirachem v'chitchem, which is cast upon the animals. Gemara told us that an animal won't attack a person unless the person appears to him like a behemoth due to his averus. We learned that a person should always ask, seek rachmanus from Hashem, to spare him and his descendants from poverty, because that's something which is a revolving wheel, galgul shechayzer ba'olam. And Shlomo HaMelech told us, instructed us, to take heed and full advantage of our capacity during our lifetime. Don't wait until things deteriorate and the person passes away when he no longer has the opportunity to pursue Torah mitzvahs. Rather, take full opportunity and full advantage of our current lifetime.